If a guy confesses to his fiance that he used to be addicted to porn but has been walking in victory, should she break off the engagement? Are there things she could look for that would show that he is a changed man? Counselor Judy Lucas is up in another Timeless Truths segment.
Judy, we want to tackle a question here from a, well, I won't going to say young lady. It may not be a young lady. It's a woman. We know that, of any age. And she is considering marrying a man, and he has shared with her, confided, I guess would be a better word, that he spent 5 years addicted to pornography, but that he does not currently have any desire to go back to that. He apparently has had some period of freedom. He did acknowledge to her that he only struggles with images when he brings them up in his mind. She's concerned that she wants to marry him, but she doesn't want to marry someone involved in pornography. How should she be looking at the situation?
Well, Mike, one thing I would definitely tell her, that it is a very good thing she can really thank the Lord for, that he is willing, you know, to be honest and walk in the light about his past involvement in sexual sin and his struggles. We have too many on the other side of the fence, you know, that are hiding and lying, you know.
Right.
So it is a very good thing that he is willing to tell on himself. Another question that we all the time hear from the ladies, you know, with the guys that do have a past with pornography is, how do I know that he's not going to do this again? And the honest truth is, it is hard to know. I can't give them a 100% he will never go back to his sin. But some things that she can be looking for, you know, and the one thing we don't know about her, this relationship, is how long they've already been together, how long she's known him, what's been his track record. And that's one thing I do want to just encourage her to, don't be in a hurry, you know, don't rush this to get married or to even be engaged, but to pay attention. What is some other fruit in his life? What do his daily activities look like? Does he have a strong relationship with the Lord? Is he in the Word? Is he in prayer? Does he spend time at church? Is he volunteering, you know, giving his life away to others? Or is he into different things that would raise the red flag?
Right.
I would even ask her, what does your guys' relationship look like? You know, are you guys walking in purity? Or is he, you know, making suggestions? We do things in the sexual nature that would give you pause to wonder. So there's a lot of things that she, along with, you know, obviously the main thing is to pray and seek the Lord for direction, and even maybe talk to their pastor, you know, get some wise counsel along the way too.
Right. We do need to add as an encouragement that if a man is truly repentant, if his desire really is not to go back, that God can keep a man whose heart is in that condition.
Yes, he can. There's a lot of wonderful scripture that, you know, that talks about the Lord will keep you. He gives us the Holy Spirit to bring that conviction, to keep us on, you know, the narrow way. The other thing, you know, the when a guy looks at pornography, those images are just like imprinted in his brain, and it's a battle. You know, that's where I'm sure the enemy comes to bring back those images. But the reality of it is, too, the power of God to transform the human mind. And it comes slowly over time as he, you know, spends time in the Word. The Holy Spirit begins to, you know, renew the mind and kind of wash out, fade away those images and replace it with who God is and, you know, the things of God. And it's just like that washing clean of the old junk and bringing something brand new and beautiful to think about.
Yeah. Amen.
One last thing I would encourage this woman is to, as she's thinking about marriage, to make sure her relationship with God is where it needs to be, that God is her first love, that God is already her heavenly husband. Her walk with God should be strong.
Right.
And that they are both, you know, walking and making God the first priority in their lives.
Yes. And that's so important, too, particularly when looking at a mate who maybe has a background of sexual sin. Our prayer, of course, is that they will continue to walk in victory. But if something happens, if he falls, if he flounders, if the enemy, you know, sets a trap that he steps into, you're going to need that solid relationship with the Lord to be able to respond to that appropriately.
Absolutely.
In the marriage.
Absolutely. And again, that's why it's so important for him not to be just honest with her, but to have another godly man in his life, you know, that can come alongside him and help him through maybe some of the temptations. And we always tell the wife, the wives, and even, you know, obviously for her, and not even being a wife yet, they are not to be that main accountability person. So, you know, to have that other godly male figure that he can be open and honest with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as a guy, I'll just say we need that. So I appreciate you underscoring that as well. Well, Judy, thanks so much for your counsel.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
All right, that's it for this Timeless Truths segment. God bless. We'll see you next time.